Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL.com breaks down by position grouping and gives a grade attached to it. So if you were to look at the Falcons position grouping, we start with quarterback. Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, Garrett Grayson. What would you grade that on an A to F scale?
A minus.
They give us a B plus.
All right. We're in the neighborhood. Okay. I go A minus on that.
Backfield, what would you give?
A.
And that's exactly what they give. Receiving core, what would you give?
Now that we have Calvin Ridley, A minus.
They gave us an A, mm-hmm. And that includes the tight end position as well. And then offensive line.
I think they're going to give us a solid B. And I would give us a solid B on the O-line.
That's exactly what they gave us. So let me read the breakdown for quarterback. And this is obviously the big debate in Atlanta. Is Matt Ryan a championship quarterback? Is he not? No, he hadn't won the ring yet. If that's the only argument you have, and then you say he has a noodle arm, that's not much of an argument because you're just mad. I get it. He hadn't won a Super Bowl. Neither the Jim Kelly Hall of Famer, neither the Warren Moon Hall of Famer. Fran Tarkenton, Dan Marino. There's a lot of Hall of Fame great quarterbacks that did not win Super Bowls. Yet a guy like Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring. A guy like Nick Foles has a Super
Brad
Bowl
Johnson.
Ring. Brad Johnson has a Super Bowl ring. Here's what it says about Matt Ryan. For all of the consternation over Steve Sarkisian's play calling, Ryan's offense finished second in drive success rate and yards per drive last season. With better interception luck and improvement in the red zone, the NFL's highest paid player could find himself back in the MVP race. Schaub's physical skills began to deteriorate a half decade ago. It's hard to believe he's still hanging on to the number two job in Atlanta. That was the breakdown of quarterback.
Boy, they got shady on Schaub there at the end, didn't they?
They did.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I like the stat about yards per drive because, man, it seemed like we ate up big chunks a lot and then, like, fizzled. And Matt Bryant would come out and, of course, automatically put that field goal through. But doesn't that speak to the upgrades they've made at special teams to improve field position? And, John, didn't we have the worst or right around the worst starting field position the NFL last year?
It absolutely seemed like it. So, quarterback, NFL.com, people that, quote-unquote, don't have a bias like we do here in Atlanta for Matt Ryan, have him as a B+. For argument's sake, they have Drew Brees as an A-, so barely better. They have Tom Brady as an A, or at least their quarterback spot. They have Pittsburgh with a B+. They have the Chargers with a B+. They do have the Packers with an A. They have the Eagles as an A-. So Matt Ryan's right in that conversation, or our quarterback room right in the conversation with all the greats in the league. So it's not just us that has high praise for Matt Ryan in the quarterback room. And that's with them taking an unequivocal shot at Matt Schaub.
Total shot at Matt Schaub. But Matty Ice is at the top of the second tier of quarterbacks. I can't put him in the top tier of quarterbacks. I can't put him in there with Big Ben and Breeze and Brady.
You have Big Ben still
Rogers.
Better today?
It's about the rings.
Well, I'm saying, like, if we're going today and it's tiered just based off 2018.
I'm still taking Ben.
Okay.
I'm still taking Ben. I just trust that dude, man. And think about what he did in that Jacksonville playoff game. I mean, he was awesome. I mean, laser beams downfield. I mean, that was a track meet of a game. I don't recall Ben Roethlisberger being the reason that Pittsburgh lost that football game. I recall the lack of Ryan Shazier and Leonard Fournette ramming it down their throat being the reason they lost that game.
Let's take a call or two on this. Do you feel the Falcons have a championship offense? And I'm going to get through some of the other breakdown on this, and we'll give our own opinions as well. Let's go to Ricky out in Carrollton. He'll lead us off. Ricky, what's up? How are you doing this morning?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Well, this is Ricky Miller, a.k.a. Slim. I think the reason the Falcons' offense is rated so low is because we got so many players from Alabama. We need more players from Auburn and Georgia. War Eagle, go Dogs.
How can you say War Eagle and go Dogs in the same sense? Thank you for the call. That was ironic. I was not expecting that at 11:07 here on May 10th. War Eagle, go
and
Dogs.
And go Dogs. I mean, that's an SEC thing. Yeah, I took that shot.
M.O., you might want to clip that off. Yeah. We just had Slim at the end of his call say War Eagle and go Dogs. Yeah. I have not heard, both schools saluted like that. But, Slim, shout out to you, man. Thank you for the call.
Let's take another one to bring this full circle because Jeremiah is our dude. Jeremiah, you're next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Yo.
Hey, listen, it was just a few weeks ago. Everybody's crying and complaining. You need to take your GNX or new GNX or whatever it was. And you see it all turned out. It's going to be fine. Y'all just quit crying, let it ride. I think we'll be okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Ah, gotta love mornings.
He's VOR.
Yeah.
Voice of reason. Jeremiah, I don't.
Did he say that we didn't take our NuGenix?
He did. He did. I believe there's a GNC down the street that you could get that at. I don't know, though.
All right, let me move.
I'm not healthy enough for that.
So we would tend to agree, Matt Ryan, top five or six, that group.
Sure.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, top of the second tier.
And if you put the quarterback room together, NFL.com says B+. That's championship-level quarterback
play. I'm down with it, man.
Here's what they say about our backfield, which is very interesting. Ryan wasn't the only one missing Kyle Shanahan's mastery last season. Freeman and Coleman were relative afterthoughts in the passing game as Sarkisian failed to take advantage of mismatches in space. Falcon fans might have just one more year to appreciate this tandem with Coleman poised to reach free agency in 2019. That's also one of the great mysteries a year ago is how do you not find ways on 3rd and 3 to get Tevin or Devontae matched up against linebackers or safeties who couldn't cover them in 2016.
I don't totally agree with that assessment. You have Freeman catching 36 balls on 46 targets. You have Coleman catching 27 balls on 39 targets. I mean, to me, that's nitpicking. Should they have been a little bit higher, used a little bit more appropriately? Sure, I'll give you that. But like to condemn it like Sark did it, like a lousy job of involving these guys in the passing game, I just don't think that's correct. If I were to nitpick, it would be the lack of Devontae Freeman getting the rock on 3rd and short scenarios on a handoff because we've documented that when he's rolling and healthy and feeling good, he just puts the head down and gets low, right, and scurries across the ground and gets that first down. We've seen it a million times. That would be my one nitpick.
Devontae has gone from 73 catches to 54 to 36. So you've gone from 2 years from 74 down to 36. And let me take a look at Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman, I would assume, is probably pretty close. He went from 2 to 31 to 27. So not a big drop for Tevin. Devontae is the one that had the big drop.
Well, he was hurt, and he's sharing time with Tevin Coleman, whereas that, did you say 73 grabs?
73, he wasn't sharing
him. He wasn't sharing
but 2 years
Tevin
ago
Coleman.
At 54, he was sharing time with Tevin Coleman. And the splits were about the same.
But, yeah, but in terms of games missed and look, and there was just a different level of execution last year. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was more of a collective, you could poke to this for the offense. You know what I mean? Drop balls, lack of red zone stuff.
Sure.
I'm not that sideways and bent out of shape about Devontae Freeman only catching 36 balls.
Continue to ask the question, are the Falcons a championship-level offense? Brandon, I'm sure, will bring some levity to this program. Brandon, what's up?
Well, you know, guys, according to that last caller, if we want to be good, I guess we could draft more Auburn players because we know that, you know, they produce so many first-round picks, and I guess we could pay our coach about triple what he's worth because, you know, that's what they do over at Auburn, even though they haven't won anything. To me this year, the focus is on my guy, Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have the drops this year. This guy has got to go out, and he's got to do it. No more wide-open touchdown drops in the end zone. Julio has got to be on his game because he's going to get the matchups that he wants with Calvin Ridley being there. And if Julio don't go out there and take the top off this offense, it's not going to open up the middle the way we want it to. He wants to get paid. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be a Hall of Famer. Go out and prove it. Make it happen this year. Do it, my brother. Roll Tide.
There you go. Here's the other thing with that. Part of what teams did a year ago coverage-wise was you just ain't beating us over the top. We're going to play two deep safeties and make you dink it and dunk it, and that's why Falcons could move between the 20s, and then it would bog down in the red zone.
And that's why you take Calvin Ridley at 26 to open it up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.